Welcome to Mesilla Valley Better Together. My name is Joey Hernandez. Thank you so much for tuning in, whether it's on any one of our four stations, bringing you, of course, local updates, local news, and connecting you to all things that are happening in the community. We thank you for tuning in to any one of our four stations, your country 103.9 KGRT, today's hottest music on 103, classic rock 98.7, Southern New Mexico's classic rock leader, and 104.5, cool 104.5, the rhythm of cruises. My name is Joey Hernandez, and we have a special guest joining us today. Excited to have him join us for the first time in 2025 from the Bureau of Land Management. We got a good friend, Bill, joining us. How's it going? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. It's been a while. I haven't seen you in over a year.
I know. It's been a whole year. When is the last time to officially tell that joke? Because I was told that, I need to stop. I apparently now have the dad joke syndrome where they say, okay, you could stop saying that. Because everybody that I've talked to is like, yeah, I haven't seen you in a year. And they're like, okay. And I think it's even to the point that my son, who's only three, is getting kind of embarrassed of me. But how are you doing? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too. We're doing well.
I'm excited because you have quite a bit of things to kick off January. And I guess without further ado, let's get to business with what's going on with the Bureau of Land Management.
Yeah, I wanted to drop the bomb here first. As of today, this afternoon, we are signing the record of decision for the Oregon Mountain Desert Peaks National Monument Resource Management Plan and EIS. And that was finally done. That's been a big project. It normally takes almost a decade to get an RMP done. And we've done this in under 3 years. Wow. So, you know, this was a big push for us to get it across this finish line. You remember I came back and we had the public outreach announcements and we had the protest period and the governor's review. But finally, what we've done is we developed this new monument management plan because the old plan, the 1993 Membraes RMP, never really took into account the designation of this monument. So what we've done is we've actually went out and we've have these level of plans that will give us more detail and leeway on how to manage the recreation uses on monument lands and promote safety for monument visitors. Now, after this, our next point we're moving into is the travel management plan. So we'll be looking at all the different avenues, identifying specific trails, closing trails, roads going into the areas and things of that nature.
Okay.
So that's number one. That's off our plate. We worked real hard over the last year, and we're happy to say that finally is available, and the public can actually go and read the record of decision. There is a link on our Facebook page that also has a link to e-planning. Anyone can go to e-planning. That's eplanning.com, and that you'll be able to pull up the state of New Mexico, Las Cruces District, and you see all the different projects that we got working for us.
Okay.
But you can pull, there's a link on the one for the Oregon Mountain Desert Peaks National Monument Resource Management Plan, and you'll be able to see the record of decision in its entirety.
And knowing that this is happening all right now, like as we're speaking, it's amazing, especially because all the work, like you said, that went into it, and now to see here we are at that date, and it's finally here.
And then, you know, January is here, you know, and we've got a lot of guided hikes and programs I wanted to talk to you about as well. This particular weekend, for example, you know, we've hooked up with our friends of the Oregon Mountain Desert Peaks. The friends group now is they're planning a volcanoes and trail dust hike. Ann and Mary, you know, they're docent volunteers with the friends group, and they're going to lead people on a hike through Picacho Peak.
Okay.
And so you're going to get the history and of behind the Butterfield Trail, which is the old stagecoach line trail that went through all southern New Mexico. And you hike through the Picacho Peak. It's about a 3 mile round trip. And that's going to be this Saturday at 10 a.m.
Okay.
And you do have to register to the Friends site. I have the actual calendar with a QR code on our Facebook page. And then on Sunday, the 12th of January at 1:30, there's Tom Dormandy is going to be leading a hike out of La Cueva. You're going to get and learn the history and the ethnobotany along that mile and a half hike to the cave and back.
Okay.
And then on the 25th of January, this one you just have to show up to. Come on out to the A.B. Cox Visitor Center there at Dripping Springs, and our local BLM historian / archaeologist Garrett Leiterman is going to be leading you and giving you a local history on the Dripping Springs natural area.
Very nice.
If you've never been to one of Garrett's hikes, come on out. Garrett has a plethora of knowledge. He's a walking encyclopedia on the history of these mountains.
I was
going to
say,
this area.
Over the course of 2024, we mentioned many times of Garrett having, you know, just so much knowledge, especially during these hikes, that it's something that people should really check out because it's so insightful, and especially some of the history and just some of the different things that took place on some of these trails is fascinating.
It certainly is. And on February the 1st at 10 o'clock, there's going to be another Picacho Peak, another Volcanoes and Trail Dust hike as well.
Okay.
So you've got two. If you missed the one coming up this Saturday, you can go Saturday, February 1st. And like I said, that's the events we have for recreation through the month of January. And the actual calendar is on our Facebook page. There's a QR code where you can actually register for those that require registration with the Friends group. And you don't have to have a Facebook account. You can actually Google the Las Cruces District office Facebook, and you can look at it, scroll down, and click on the QR code.
Excellent. So it makes it just a lot easier for people to be able to access that information.
Exactly. Exactly.
And one of the things to mention, I know, you know, with us starting in with the new year, we always want to remind folks that tune in and listen to the discussions that we have and, you know, trying to stay up to date, especially because there's always a lot of information that you provide with us. But one thing to point out is, I think with the, you know, the Facebook page that we mentioned, first of all, you don't need to have a Facebook account. It is free. But also the great thing about your guys' Facebook page is that you guys are running that page locally. And a lot of the information that we did talk about in any future information, you can always find those resources on that Facebook page.
Yes, I do. I do that very well. Thank you. And that's what keeps me gainfully employed.
Yes. And you know, and that's what I say. It's always great, especially because the conversations that we have definitely is a great resource to be able to, for those that are listening, always able to go back and to learn more.
And the last topic I wanted to talk about is to let the public be aware, you know, hobby use of unmanned aircraft systems, commonly called drones.
I actually saw that posted about, and I was curious as to what's, I guess let's get into the drone talk, because I did, like I said, once again, Facebook page, if you haven't followed it, make sure you do follow it. But I was curious, let's have that discussion about, you know, drone usage.
Yes, the public is now prohibited from landing, taking off, or operating the drone within the wilderness areas around the Oregon Mountain Desert peaks because the FAA, Federal Aviation Administration, has declared that and designated it a no-fly zone in and around Dripping Springs, Baylor Canyon Road, and Aguirre Spring Campground. And a lot of this has to do with because of the military imposed restricted airspace. And okay. I wanted to make the public aware of that. I've been doing a lot of social media postings, but I wanted to come out and try to give the public a more up-to-date feel about drone usage in and around the monument area. So we have a map, actually, now that's posted that actually outlines the actual no-fly zone.
Okay.
You know, because this is popular these days. You know, a lot of people, recreationists, you know, they're seeking the creative ways to capture the visual beauty of the public lands. I remember when I first got here, I found a video online of someone had taken one where they flew it over the entire area of the peaks. And I thought, man, this is cool. And I posted it and I immediately got a call and said, take that down because it was in a no-fly zone and it was also in a showing White Sands Missile Range. So it was kind of a OPSEC, so to speak, to put a military term with it, you know, operational security. But there are rules and regulations for drone operators you should be familiar with. Where many BLM lands, you know, in the Mexico border or federal and state lands even, you know, you should familiarize yourself with the policies, whether it's the USDA Forest Service, the National Park Service, or the New Mexico State Recreation Office, as well as the BLM. You know, when you fly and you're crossing boundaries, you need to be aware of what the policies are. Don't launch your drone in designated wilderness. You know, we do have some designated wilderness in and around Mesquite and in other parts of the state. You know, designated wilderness that's protected by the 1964 Wilderness Act. And the public is prohibited from landing, taking off, or operating a drone within wilderness use unless the aircraft is specifically described in a particular legislation. So you do your homework, find out where you can fly it and where you can't. And, you know, just be respectful, you know, because many people, when you're out on a hike, you know, you're visiting public lands, you want that solitude and that quietness. So consider when you're flying your drone over recreation sites or campsites or trails, you're going to impact other people's enjoyment of the landscape. So, you know, just follow the guidelines for neighborly drone use in order to respect others' privacy.
And of course, that map is available on the Facebook page as well, and more information. I'm glad you mentioned that, because I just remembered, it just reminded me too of seeing that a couple days ago that was posted on the BLM Facebook page about that. So more, of course, details, of course, you can find that on there. And I'm sure if anyone has questions when it comes to drone usage, they can definitely contact you guys.
Right. And the other thing too, when you're out and about on flying your drone over any area of land, you know, wildlife, for example, on public lands is protected by law. It's illegal to harass animals with a drone. So it's particularly important you give the space to the birds that you're sharing the airspace with, you know, and if an animal notices you or your drone, it's a sign that you're really too close to them.
That's true.
You know, we have a lot of wildfires here in New Mexico. So when a drone is in the air, you don't fly near a wildfire. Now, there is special legislation to where our fire crews and emergency management personnel can fly drones to assist in managing and battling the wildfire. But for the people like you and me, if we have a drone, the airspace over or near a fire, you know, we've got to have, it's restricted also when there's a fire. That's temporary, we call them TFRs. That's temporary flight restrictions. They're put in place during a wildfire so we keep the sky clear for firefighting. You know, because we also fight it from the air.
Yes.
By dropping, you know, aviation dropping the retardant onto the fires. And, you know, the Federal Aviation Administration, they handle these TFRs, and you can update it. You can always go online to the Federal Aviation Administration webpage, and you can look to see what the restrictions are in the area that you may want to fly your drone.
Excellent. Well, thank you for bringing that information to us, especially, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of folks that maybe got that new drone this holiday season and are ready to take to the skies. But knowing this information, I'm sure people are like, okay, well, at least I know. And getting them the heads up as well. I mean, technology has advanced so much. And I think that was one of the first things I thought about when thinking drones is, you know, emergency personnel in that situation. If you are flying in a no-fly zone, a drone, and I didn't even think about it, you know, a wildfire in that situation where if you're trying to fly your drone and emergency personnel are trying to attack that fire through air, it could be interfering with an emergency situation.
Most definitely.
That's just, you know, I was really eye-opening. I've seen that on Facebook. So thank you so much for bringing that to us. Anything else we have coming up? I know a lot to look forward to. I can't believe we're already talking January and you've been mentioned February stuff.
I know, right?
We're here already for 2025 and just a lot to look forward to with the Bureau of Land Management. And, you know, we thank you so much for joining us and just all the great things that you bring to us. And so letting the community know as well, I think that's a great factor in us, you know, communicating with you guys and getting the community informed of what's coming up. And I know a lot of people will be looking forward to, especially if their New Year's resolution was to get out more and be more adventurous, especially with our public lands. I'm sure this definitely comes of good knowledge to them. So
that's what we're trying to do. And I will definitely be back.
That's right. Of course, we always appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining us and being on the show with us today. And remember, you can always learn more by visiting any one of our radio stations, websites, KGRT.com, Hot103.fm, TheClassicRockStation.com, and 104.5CoolFM.com. My name is Joey Hernandez. Thank you so much for tuning in to Mesilla Valley Better Together.